Life is fragile. You hold it too hard and fierce, you will break it. You hold it too soft and detached, you might well miss its giftedness. Tonight is a fragile night. Tonight is fragile God flesh coming and descending to fragile human flesh. Christmas Eve is often a flood of emotions for all of us, fraying our flesh into its most greatest need. So much is wrapped up into this night. The jumbled and incriminating past is often relived. The present is grasped by any means necessary, whether it be by a toy or a cookie, a smile or a hug, a kiss next to the Christmas tree. And the future. The future is often pregnant with both joy and fear, with hope and skepticism. And as we have heard through the pen of St. Luke, this envisioning of a holy and silent night, a moment when the angels bent low in song the heavens, and the shepherds stoically tended their flocks by night. Mary and Joseph were awed by the very face of God in human flesh. In reality, it was a oh-so-fragile night. I guarantee it was not a night unlike yours. It's a fragile night. It's a night that we must not cradle in sentimentality the birth of Jesus or sanitize him from our sin or brokenness. We must not strip Christmas of the miracle of divinity coming to humanity, of divine love coming to warped and weary love, of unmerited grace to those living in a fantasy that the manger need not come into their space. We must not see the time of Christmas as an escape clause, a time to mask our ills, deny our sins, and hide our wounds, a time to leave the world in a kind of cocoon of merriment as life and hope descend from heaven above, a time of two ships passing in the night, one fleeing it and one being born into it. And though the entanglement of December's miracle on 34th Street can hardly be unwrapped from the miracle on the streets of Bethlehem, again, this night is about fragile God flesh coming to fragile human flesh. The Father's insistence that his Son be born, die, and rise for you. And so it is a fragile God, bouncing his way about in his virgin mother's womb. You hear that beast of burden cropping along in the dust of the earth. You hear Joseph's voice calming the restless Mary. And you see the shadows of animals that are milling about as they reach their divine destination. Joseph prepares a cruel and cold and cattle stall where God comes for us all. Mary's hour has finally come. Labor and sweat, cries and tears. Suddenly you hear the cry of God. This is my beloved Son. He is born for you. He is my fragile flesh, joined to your fragile flesh. He has come only to rescue you. For from the hills and pastures of the earth where shepherds roam and you find no home, you hear the cry of newborn life, a home for eternal life. You see him lowly in a manger, heaven on earth, Christ the Son of God, born for man on earth. His presence pierces your body and your soul to see that he has come to die for you. His glory is hidden beneath an impending cross, his life freely given to a world that is completely lost. And it is a fragile flesh, a flesh that covers your bone, that holds your heart and encases your soul. It's a flesh that had no room for him, for your sin too grievous, too deep, to ever think that you could be roused from your sinful sleep. And yet what you fail to see is that he takes this heavy sin-filled life of yours and dies with it on a tree. Yes, you are poor shepherds who adore God's holy birth, and yet you are foolish virgins who sit idly by as his gift comes down to earth. You travail this thorny and thistled life with scars too many to cover, yet greater is the one who lies in a manger whose scars will bring you righteous and heavenly life. Your children who sit on the edge of your pew, enchanted with the beauty of this night, with all this candlelight, and yet you are grown-ups filled with varied emotions of many Christmas nights. Your name is of one of many in a grand family tree. Perhaps you are all reunited on this Christmas Eve. Perhaps you sit alone as your branches are buried beneath the deep winter snow. Because the saints and angels surround you, and this child's kingdom is spanning from age to age, uniting flesh that lives far away, flesh that lies in a grave, flesh that stands at odds with other flesh and barren flesh that never gave flesh to flesh. For this is you and this is me. This is certainly the church on Christmas Eve. So you come to the manger of Jesus, and he looks up at you. And into his eyes, he sees himself, joined to you from eternity. This is the joy that is set before him. To live and to die, to rise for you, his children so frail and so few. It's that simple and it's that free. This night you come to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and yet the birth of Jesus is all about you. We may say that Jesus is the reason for the season, but when you think about it, you are. The Word became flesh for your flesh. The birth of God is your second birth, set free from this thistled and thorny earth. Jesus is born into your incriminating past, wiping the memory of your sin so deep and so fresh into a cradle and cross that doesn't count the cost. Jesus is born into your time, into your day, into your night, into your life, so that you may hold sacred and be not afraid that it will one day soon pass away. For Jesus is born also into your future, a life that you confess will be the masterful work of this child, the beginning of your endless day that will never pass away. For there is no part of your life that Jesus has not assumed as his own. He takes full responsibility of your sin and your death. And while you take the place of honor and gladness, he puts away all your sadness. Indeed, much is wrapped up into this Christmas Eve night. But it's not only a flood of emotions. It's a flood of fleshly mercy and forgiveness. For as you know, Jesus is wrapped in swaddling word. His flesh is audibly heard in a promise that is spoken that can never be broken. Jesus is wrapped in the baptismal waters, his flesh new birth to weary sons and daughters. Jesus is wrapped in the supper, his flesh forgiving food, his blood is merciful drink. Jesus is wrapped in your mess to finally give you immortal dress. For this is a fragile yet fleshly night. No sentiment lies here, only salvation. No sanitizing or airbrushing of life's treacherous path. Just simple, fragile flesh, given in love that comes from above. So, beloved Christmas Eve, this is fragile God flesh, incarnate and redeeming love, coming to your fragile human flesh, to you and to me. For it's that simple and it's that free. In Jesus' precious name, amen.